This is a quick review for Maseches Megillah Dav Beis. The Masechta begins with the opening Mishnah that says Megillah Nikreis Beit Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Dalet and Tes Vav. You can start reading the Megillah from the 11th day of Adar, and you can read it all the way up until and no further than the 15th day of Adar. The 15th day of Adar applies to walled cities from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun. Most places will read on the 14th day of Adar, and small towns are makdim liyom haknisa. Yom HaKnisa refers to the market days of Mondays and Thursdays, and therefore if Purim comes out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, they would read the preceding Monday. If it comes out on a Friday, Shabbos Sunday, they would read on the preceding Thursday. And the Mishnah goes through all of the various combinations, which we'll get back to later in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara wants to know, what is the source for the fact that you can read the Megillah on all of these different days? So first, the Megillah clarifies that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah has to have been Mesakein all of these days, because there is a rule of Ein Beis Din Yachol Levatol Divrei Beis Din Chavero El Im Kein Gadol Mimenu B'Chochmo V'Minyan. One Beis Din cannot nullify the decree of another Beis Din unless it is greater than that Beis Din, either in both wisdom and number. And nobody is going to be greater than wisdom and number than the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So we have to understand that this was part of the original Takana. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do it. And therefore, it's alluded to in the Megillah itself. So there is a machlokes what the source of this is. So Rav Shem Bar Abba B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says it's based on the pasuk L'Kayem Es Yimei HaPurim Ha'ele Bizmanehem. Bizmanehem implies two extra days, so that will bring us back to the 13th and the 12th. But the Gemara explains that the 13th is Zman Kehila Vakolhi. The 13th is automatically included in a day you can read the Megillah, because that is when they fought the war, and therefore it includes the 11th and the 12th. That is his opinion, as it, so it's from Bizmanehem. Rav Shmuel Barab Yitzchak says, no. Excuse me, that was the Shita of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Rather, we suggest, but Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, he says that it's based on the pasuk of Kayamim Asher Nachu Bohem HaYehudim. Right? Kayamim, like the days, meaning that there are days that are just like the actual days, which includes the 11th and the 12th, because as we mentioned before, the 13th is officially included as Zman Kehila Lakol. Fine. That is the source, either Bizmanehem or Kayamim. Then the Gemara sort of backs out on the whole thing, and there are two versions of this. So Rabba Barbar Chana says the name Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah is the Stam Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Akiva, but the Chachamim say, no, we Paskin, you can only read it on the 14th or the 15th. And we tried to prove from a Brisa that opinion was not accepted, and really this was the accepted opinion. The second version is that Rabbi Akiva said that was only in their days, but nowadays that we're in Golus and everybody looks at us to know what to do and when the Yom Tovim are going to fall out, so we can only read it Bizman, and we can't read it any earlier. Now we're moving over to Amud Beis. We talked about the 15th, and we pointed out that the source for the 15th is it talks about the Yehudim Prazim, Hayoshim Ba'arei Aprazos, the Jews who live in the open cities. They read on the 14th, and therefore everyone else reads on the 15th. And we pointed out also that because the Mishnah says, Es Yom Arba Asar, Ve Es Yom Chamisha Asar, so we're splitting up the 2 days. Zman Oshel Zeh is not Kizman Oshel Zeh. You only get one choice on which day to read it. And then we pointed out an outside opinion against our Mishnah of Rabbi Shub ben Korcha, that he says the walled cities go from the times of Achashverosh in Shushan, not in the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. Our Mishnah paskins like the opinion that we go back all the way to Yehoshua ben Nun. So he said that our Mishnah learns a Gzereshava Prazi Prazi, we're talking about the Arima Prazos, and therefore in the Chumash, when they talk about the fact that they went up against the walled cities, that was obviously talking about when they first crossed into Eretz Yisrael, and they went up against the cities in the times of Yehoshua ben Nun, and thus we have this Gzereshava, as opposed to Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, doesn't learn Prazi Prazi, and he says it's based on the Nase that happened in Shushan. And the Gemara clarifies also, Shushan itself goes based on the time that the Nase was done, even though Shushan itself was not a walled city in the days of Yehoshua ben Nun. Last thing we want to talk about is that Reb Shua ben Levi points out that not only is the walled city itself something that reads on Shushan Purim, but anything that's within 1 mil of the walled city reads on Shushan Purim as well.